Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Mosen. Welcome to the Agatsu Physical Culture Podcast. My guest today is my friend Miguel Santana, hand balancer and teacher extraordinaire. Miguel, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, man. I can't believe we were just together in Hong Kong and we were both so busy we didn't get a chance to sit down and do this. So now you're in Bali and I'm in Canada, but we're getting it done.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. How are things going in Bali, first of all? You having fun?
Very good, very good. The weather is good, the resort is good, the student is good. Yeah, awesome. No complain.
That's amazing. Look, I know a lot of the people that are listening, they know who you are. They've seen the pictures on Instagram. They maybe been dreaming about coming to one of your workshops, one of your seminars. They've probably been following you for a while. But just in case they've been living under a rock and they haven't come across you before and they haven't seen your handstand photos or any of the stuff that you do, can you give us a little bit of a background? Where are you from? And let's talk also about how things got started for you. So first, where are you from?
I'm from Brazil, from a very small city in the countryside in the middle of Brazil. Okay. Yeah, I left Brazil when I was 18 years old. And I live in New Zealand most of my time since then.
And you were also in, I think in England once, you told me, for a little while too, right?
Yeah, I live in England for a year and a bit, and then Spain, and then that's when I moved to New Zealand, and I spent over probably like 5 years before I start traveling as a teacher.
Right.
And then I've been traveling as a teacher for the last four 4 years now.
Yeah, and you know, you post an amazing video, by the way, which I loved. I want to talk more about it after, but it'll lead us to the beginning. Because you posted, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about 6 years ago, it was you trying to do a handstand? Right, the video?
Yeah, well, basically my handstand journey started in 2011. I did post a video recently saying, you know, showing a big fall that I did, you know, like everyone else start. I did start somewhere too. And so the video was just a little proof that.
So so what got you into handstands? Why handstands? What, you know?
Oh, why handstands?
You weren't a gymnast as a kid. You weren't doing that kind of stuff before, right?
No, first of all, you know, it's not even a gymnasium gym at my hometown.
Right.
You know, I didn't have any background from since a kid. We played a little bit capoeira back home as a young at school, but nothing too serious. So I started to get into capoeira in 2010 when I got to New Zealand. And I dedicated myself to capoeira for 2 years. And also I was doing tumbling at the gymnastic place a couple of times a week, and I was very passionate about it until I met a guy from circus. He's also a circus performer that was doing capoeira. Oh, and then
that's the life of a rock star hand balancer. You know, you're sitting in Bali, yeah, podcast, you're getting phone calls, you know, food delivered to your room. Life is
It's okay, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was doing gymnastics and then I met this guy.
Can I give me a second? I'll call you in a minute, please. Okay, bye.
And then that's when he's introduced me to hand balance as a YouTube videos.
And this was a guy who was doing like some gymnastics, or was he kind of into the circus?
No, he was doing a capoeira event with me, and in the capoeira event, and that's when we met, and we got to spend a night at his place, and that's when he showed me all the circus hand balance performance on YouTube, and that's when I got hooked in, and then I started to practice myself back in Auckland.
So back in Auckland and New Zealand, you start working on handstands. You're checking out, I guess, like everybody else, right? You're checking out what you can find online.
Yes, like I used to watch Yuval. I used to watch Yuri Manstein. I used to watch all these guys. They're like probably most handstanders today.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's really great, I think, for people listening, because they look at your photos, they look at, you know, beautiful handstands, all the different shapes you're doing, you know, the flag, the figas, all these amazing things. And I think it's easy for people to go, oh, well, you know, this guy's been doing it his whole life, or, you know, I can't do that because, you know, blah, 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 insert excuse here, right? I like that video you showed, you know, and it showed like, hey, this is where I, you know, around where I started, and this is how long I've been kind of at it, and look what's possible, which I think is great. It's a great thing for people, you know, to hear this, like, you know, like you, like everybody listening, you were a guy who kind of were checking out videos, checking out other people doing stuff, and, you know, you wanted to do it.
I mean, I did just want to do it. I didn't think what would become later, but sure. I just want to do it. I'm very persistent. I'm very, you know, consistent. I'm very disciplined. And I just, when I want to do it, I just do it. And the thing is, I just train a lot.
Sure.
I mean, it's been 7 years, but pretty much for the first couple of years, I used to have a full-time job as a gardener. So yep. Labor work, you know, and go back home and train. I didn't know where I was going to, but I wanted to hold a handstand, and I did know how I would like to hold, you know what I mean? And I just follow that. And every day, you know, it's not resting day, pretty much. Pain the wrist. I didn't have flexibility. I didn't know anything about flexibility, mobility. You know, I was just trained, push, until eventually a year later, I mean, I have achieved a lot in 1 year, I must say, and I got invited to teach a class in 2013. So now it's been 5 years, and I've been traveling for 4. So basically, I taught handstand for 1 year before I left New Zealand, and boom. I mean, it's just been very overwhelming, the amount of support that I've been having. You know, I work from, you know, for those ones that listening and a beginner and probably a little bit intimidated to learn from me, thinking that I just teach advanced and amazing people. No, that's completely not right, because probably 80% of people that I work today cannot do a handstand or hold themselves upside down.
I can attest to it, because I've been in your handstand classes. I mean, we've played around together, just, you know, us hanging out. But I also, in Hong Kong, had the pleasure to go to your classes. And even a few weeks ago, I popped in on one just to annoy you. But, you know, you have people that, I mean, like the guy, I can't remember his name, the kid you just introduced me to. What's his name?
Bing Lam.
Yeah, Bing Lam. So, you know, he's awesome, you know, guy who's going to be incredible. But you also have people that can't hold a handstand at all, that are afraid to go inverted, that have never, you know, really put any weight on their hands. And that's the reason why, you know, I want to do stuff with you and kind of like introduce you to my group of people. Because I think you're great at breaking things down and teaching raw beginners. And making the inaccessible accessible. You can give them a really good path, and save people a lot of heartache, a lot of struggle, right? Which is so important.
Well, yeah, my teaching method, you know, my own head. I mean, I didn't learn how to teach. I just got thrown to it, and I got to do it, and it just became very natural. And of course, as I teach, I get better in teaching. I can see deeper in what the student, you know, the student needs. And I play not only with the physical, but also mental, because, you know, as people get older and they get scared and the confidence is not that high. Mm-hmm. And I play with the whole package thing, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily like, oh, I want you to hold a handstand. No, it becomes way more than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a process that can give you so much, right? It's not just the handstand. I mean, the handstand is
right. It's about the process. It's not about the results these days, because it's never, you know, we always have a goal. I do recommend to set goals, but it goes way beyond than just goals, you know what I mean?
Sure, because you're going to replace the goal. Like for me, you know, when I first was starting, I really wanted to walk on the blocks. I thought walking on the blocks was so cool. And then when I could walk on the blocks, I started getting annoyed with myself that I wasn't doing it as clean as I wanted to. And then I laughed. Mm-hmm. I realized, oh man, you're never going to be happy. Like, you know,
I'm literally not. You're going to, literally not.
Yeah, so people that are always rushing to get the handstand, get the one arm, get whatever, I always laugh because I think like, oh man, you're not going to be happy when you get that. You're just going to want a longer, cleaner, nicer line. So that's what I think is so nice about your approach. And it's interesting because you start off and you're really learning on your own, right? And
yes, I did learn on my own. I did learn on my own for until I left New Zealand. I mean, the proof is it's not hand balance in New Zealand. So right. Who I train with, you know?
Right, exactly.
I was absolutely on my own until I left New Zealand, you know, in 2014. I started 2011.
Yeah, then
that's when I travel.
Yeah, and when you were traveling, then you end up with the famous hand balancing coach, Claude Victoria, right?
Claude Victoria, yeah. I spent a month. Yeah, I mean, he sounds very short, but he have changed the way I think, the way I see him balancing.
What was it like getting to meet him and getting for the people that are listening that don't know too much, you know, about maybe the circus world and hand balancing? You know, there's a few key people, especially the older guys that have been around for, you know, a long time. Yuri Bozian,
you know,
one of the top handstand coaches. He's my coach, and you know, Claude Victoria over in Europe. He's in France, right?
France, and I mean, it's always, I think this is a general thing. Always the student expectation always change once they meet the teacher,
sure,
or who they hope to meet. You know,
yeah.
For me, it wasn't different. The expectation completely changed 360 degrees when I got there. I mean, it was just me and him. I couldn't speak French. So we were trying to speak like a Spanish. He do cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You stay at his place. And I remember as soon as I got in the mat, this old, very old school mat in the beautiful, you know, old school gym, very clean. He's like, okay, let's go. We do a little bit yoga. He have 15 poses that you do every morning. You know, it takes like a half an hour, and then we go to handstand. It's not really a huge warm up.
Right.
And then as soon as I jump to handstand, he's like, what are you doing? What is this? and I would go up and down, and he's like, what is this? I'm like, well, I'm just trying to hold myself upside down, really.
Yeah,
and that's when he start to talk about no, you have to start, you have to finish. This is the momentum. This is how you lift your arm. This is where the arms go for this position. This is where the arm goes for that position. No, you have to wait here before you move. Blah blah blah. And then that's changed my expectation, because the expectation is like, oh, I want to land this move. I want to land this trick. I want to land this trick. Mm-hmm. And I left that completely, you know, open mind and, you know, with this whole new world to explore, and basically today that's what I've been sharing, my experience that I learned with him for the more advanced people, you know.
Well, the first time that we got to play around with handstands, I don't know, was that last year? I don't know, the year before, I have no sense of time.
It was a couple of years ago.
Years ago when we first met, what I got from you that really made an impact, which was what you were just talking about, what you got from Claude, was that discipline on the entries. And for people that are listening, listen, it's a podcast. You're going to hear an idea, and hopefully that's going to inspire you. But you really have to train with Miguel to really understand what we're talking about now. But this to me was like, when you showed me this, Miguel, this was a light bulb moment, not just for the handstand, you know, for the handstand it's been great for me. It's changed the precision. It's changed my approach, the way I think about things. But I also, you know, it cascades over to other things that you're training, right? There's just that discipline about how you're going to enter, how you're going to exit, how long it has to be. Just that discipline I think is lacking in a lot of people's practice.
I'm glad. I mean, I got some suitor here right now over from Dubai, you know, from Australia. They very good in what they do.
Yep.
And of course, I'm sure I did change the expectation. You know, they come, oh, I want to do one now, but they working how to go to handstand and how to come down. But they find themselves trying, and they come really do, you know, as many as I would like to be done, and
right,
exactly the way that I would like to be done, you know. So yes, I'm glad that it did help you a lot.
Oh yeah, it's such a specific approach, a specific way of doing it. But I think, you know, the way that it polishes your basics, the way that it can change things, and just from your perspective all the way down to how you're approaching, that's made a big difference. And also, I have to tell you, you know, that the adjustment, this correction you made a couple weeks ago for me, I've been working on it, and the line is better. I'm going to send you a picture after we get off.
I'm glad, my friend. I'm glad. I mean, I always wish that we could spend more time, you know.
I know, but
time is so short, no matter where you go, no matter where you are.
That's, yeah, this is the struggle we always have. But we're going to have time, because coming up, we're going to talk about Bali again later for the Gatsu event, and people are going to get a chance to train with you. They're going to get a chance to train with Sarah and I. Also with our mutual friend, John Yun. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. A week in Bali, and just moving and having fun with good people is going to be unreal. I want to talk a couple other things about, you know, we're talking about precision. We're talking about different things that you were doing. You ended up now where we met. You ended up in Hong Kong doing something I think is really interesting. Apart from all the seminars and workshops you've been giving around the world, you're in Hong Kong working with Pure Fitness, and you're really working to change kind of like the culture in the gym and expose.
That's my goal. Yeah. That's my goal. Yeah, that's my goal. I've been with them. And I've been with them now for Pure with over a year now, and that's literally my goal. Since I got there, I mean, I don't know, you probably seen a little bit of changing already. If you did hang out in the gym, people are moving more, people are handstanding more, you know. Moving, I mean working flexibility, not necessarily specifically movement as a discipline, you know.
Yeah, while I was teaching there, you know, it's always a thrill, and it's always amazing because I come back and, you know, I see what's going on in the different gyms, right? Because I was giving seminars in like a bunch of different locations. But I could see it. I could see right from the trainers that were doing their homework that you gave them, and I can tell it's the homework from you, because it's so specific, you know. So I know it right away now. And I see someone do the handstand, I just smile at them, and I go, oh, Miguel. And they're like, oh yeah, Miguel's my teacher. I'm like, I know who your teacher is.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it's about, man. That's all it's about. People, it's the same. If I'm in Bali, if I'm in US, it doesn't matter where I am. If you know, if it costs zero, if it costs whatever, the teaching is the same, the personality is the same, the approach is the same, the discipline is the same.
I can see the technique.
So that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I could see them too. I could see a lot of the clients too that are starting to get that, you know, and it's amazing to see in a big kind of big global gym, to see people coming in and learning
really
good quality stuff, learning how to do the hand balancing, learning how to do the flexibility training, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah,
so you're doing a lot.
Yeah, hard work pays off. Yeah, hard work has been, it's been an interesting journey. I mean, I got on board just actually expecting just to, you know, teach the PTs, and it becomes bigger than that. And I'm embracing that, and I'm pushing that to change, you know, that view of a huge gym to what we do, you know, to see the way we do. And it's been absolutely great. I mean,
well, you can have that amazing quality anywhere. And I think for people, you know, that are, you know, bombarded with all kinds of information on the internet, and they listen to podcasts, they look on Instagram, they see all these different things. A lot of people get confused what they should be training and why they should be training it. And, you know, do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Should I do this? Who do I follow? You know, to me, the most interesting people are always the people that kind of, they developed a practice around something that they love, you know? And I think, you know, if you do that, then like you said, hard work pays off. It's going to pay off maybe, and you end up like, you know, on this crazy journey like you are, where you're traveling around the world, you know, teaching handstands of all things, right? I mean, I teach people how to swing a cannonball for a living. It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. I mean, it's what it is. And it's, I mean, 5 years ago, you know, you used to teach overseas, and Yuri, this guy. And then I came on board, and since this, man, it's just one every day. And I'm just happy. I'm just happy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I think for people that are listening and they're struggling and they're like trying, they want to play and they're like, man, how did this guy get from where I am right now where I'm trying to kick up and I'm falling over and I'm trying to kick up and I'm falling over? How did he get to doing these things, you know? What bit of advice would you give someone starting out? What's the first thing you would kind of encourage someone that's listening?
Repetition. You know, straight for repetition is the mother of all learning, my friend. You know, I do again and I do it again and again and again. I never taught myself how to fall. Why is that? Because I always train in my apartment that I used to live in. It was very small. I would always hit the wall no matter what side I fall to. So the wall assistant was the main thing in my discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, I always would fall into the wall, fight back, hold, and then I would go down. People these days, they want to leave the wall as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, in a rush.
I push them to the wall. Not necessarily lean on the wall. For those ones already free handstand a little bit, it's okay to handstand close to the wall. You know, mm-hmm. I did learn stuff my own doing it, not drilling it. You know what I mean? Was not drills for do this. It's not drill for that. Yeah, today I work with a few of them, but mm-hmm. not necessarily. I do the handstand. You want to learn the handstand? I'm going to put you upside down and I'm going to work on that, you know. Close to the wall, most of the skills that I learned still today, like the one I'm pressed, the hops, the block, you know, all these skills still be assisted by something, you know. Mm-hmm. So people should not be afraid to go on the wall and tell people or friends that they still doing handstand on the wall. Because, I mean, wall is your best friend, actually, if you want to learn a handstand quickly. Instead mm-hmm. of just jump, fall. You master memory, jump, fall. You just right. jump, fall. People want to learn jump before they learn the actual handstand. You jump into what? You jumping or you hoping to jumping to a handstand, but your body doesn't know what is handstand mean. And of course, jump 1 second, fall, and then even out again, they hold for 5 seconds. And that 5 seconds is enough to keep feeding the practice, not the best way, for another 6 months or even for another year. Mm-hmm. And then goes on and on and on, you know.
Oh, that's great. I think it's great advice to, you know, people not to be rushing to the middle of the floor, to take their time to train the wall and to go back to it. Like you said, I've seen a lot of really good circus performers at Ecole Lyotard, and they'll set up the blocks and, you know, work by the wall and, you know, work on their line, work on their weight transfer. And these are people that can do it very comfortably in the middle of the floor. But, you know, it's part of the work, right? It's part of the homework.
It's part of the homework, you're right. I mean, all it is homework. You know, the really fun is a little bit more on the end that I do myself.
Yeah, I always tell everyone the last 10 minutes, that's for me. The rest is for teacher.
That's right. I mean, that's right. These yeah. days, I practice a couple of times a week only because of very busy, you know, in Hong Kong, as you see.
Yeah,
but other than that, I'm still trying to keep up my practice, my injuries. I'm learning a lot from my injuries. So if you come to learn from me, you will see that a lot comes from my actually injuries. You know, I have a physiotherapist support in Hong Kong that I share a lot of stuff that I learned with him. And also for all the professionals, include yourself and everyone that I train with, you know, I put into my package and I just blend in what I think and I do my tweaks here and there and then I share, you know.
Yeah, I think it's great and it's important for people, you know, they're going to push very hard. They're going to practice a lot. That kind of volume, you know, you also need to know how to balance it out and make sure that, you know, the body stays healthy, because the point of all this practice is it should build up the body, not break it down, right? We want to be able to do this for a long time.
That's right. I mean, that's the goal today. That's the goal today.
Yeah.
Of course, wrist pain, you know, wrist, shoulder pain. If you want to become a professional hand balancer, you know, if you really dedicate yourself to it, the risk of have wrist pain and shoulder pain is pretty much, I would say, 90%. I mean, I don't know a professional hand balance that never have an injury
before. Yeah.
Not only injury, but chronic pain or actually something bothering them at any sure. time.
Well, like you any know? Specialist, like any top athlete, right? They just so that's much
it. Volume. I mean,
it's so much
that's
volume.
Right.
Yeah.
It becomes so much value, you know, volume, and that's what happened.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you one other thing, a technical thing, because I know you are a man obsessed with the handstand line, you know, with the line, the beautiful lines, right? That's just developed over time. You know, like when you first started, you were probably just obsessed with trying to balance, right?
Sure.
And so when did your mind kind of switch? And why, for people that are listening and they're like, yeah, I'm holding a handstand, I held 10 seconds. What shifted in your mind from, oh yeah, okay, I can do a handstand, I'm holding, and then you shifted to, you know, obsessing about the line. So tell us, what's so important about the line?
Line, you know, alignment is something I say, if you want to achieve a very straight line, it's something you're going to work the rest of your life. The alignment is something that you're going to work the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. But one huge thing, you know, and need for a straight line, I would say flexibility. A shoulder flexibility, you know, flexibility, you know, touch your toes, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I think is the biggest thing to achieve a strength in. You know, that in, of course, awareness and strength.
Right.
You know, you can't just, if you don't have core strength, you go to strength and you have the flexibility, you go, you can hold things together, and then it's just going to be floppy, right?
That gives the handstand practitioner the most attributes to develop. When they go for that straight line, they get all those things you just mentioned. They're going to get stronger and they got to be flexible, right? Whereas,
is that right? I mean, that's when I realized that I need flexibility. Mm-hmm. When I got too obsessed over alignment, I wanted this very specifically, and I'm like, okay, that's when I would start to search online on YouTube, and then here we go. I need to work my flexibility. That's when I start my flexibility training too, you know, and that's when I become better. But yeah, I have a lot of people coming to me obsessed with the line and one-arm handstand stuff. And then I'm like, okay, just go to stretch.
Yeah.
Let's go to stretch. What else? What next? The next stretch. What next?
Stretch.
The next stretch. Yeah. You know, they are super strong. I don't need to work the strength, mm-hmm. but they're super, you know, tight.
Yeah.
And if they want to get the handstand, if they want me to teach the handstand, I'm just very honest teacher. I'm not an entertainer. Mm-hmm. I just do the thing. You are strong in your mind to keep the discipline, you're going to succeed into the straight handstand. Otherwise, it's just going to be a very hard world.
Yeah. And for the people now, they're listening, you know, that are, you know, they're, maybe they want to play around with it. They've tried to play it around. You know, I mentioned we're going to hold in February. And we got actually just after the last post, we had a whole bunch of people signing up. So it's very exciting. I know there are some of the guys and the people that are coming. We've got someone coming in from Portland. I know we have a few from the United States. We've got from Canada also signed up. So it looks like we're going to have a great crew. This event that's going to happen in February. And it's going to be in Bali. So Miguel's going to be teaching handstands. Sarah Claire Lajeunesse and myself, we're going to teach some breathing workshops. And we're also going to teach a partner, it's called Mea or hand-to-hand. Some people like to call it acro. So it's like the partner balancing. And John Yun's going to teach, his approach to flow is going to be the best way to describe it. He does some beautiful joint mobility work and type of flow that to me is really, really useful because he's going to take the joints to a range of motion where you have to not only have that elasticity and that plasticity, but you have to have strength. And I think his work's really cool. I know you've seen his work. You've done some training with him before.
Yes, I have. I have took a one-day workshop with half-day workshop him. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have a blast together.
It's just so good what he does.
Yeah,
I think we have the full package.
Oh, yeah. I know for people listening, like I showed a few people, I'm like, oh, yeah, and Miguel's going to teach. And they're like, but Sean, I can't even do a handstand. And I was like, but listen, who better to learn the basics from than this guy? You know? And then I show them your picture.
That's what I work with.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's my job.
Yeah,
I do work mainly beginners.
Yeah, I think people sometimes they see all the one-arm photos and they don't realize just like you're not going to put them upside down on one hand, you know?
Yeah, that's my own practice.
Yeah.
That's my own practice, you know? It doesn't mean, I know, my teaching is very private, you know, I try to keep very exclusive. So I don't teach online. I don't do much. You know, observation, my own teaching in my social media and stuff. So you see, you can't see my schedule because it's very exclusive these days. So, but yes, I do work with mostly beginners, you know. So for you, if you are a beginner, just please come. Don't be intimidated. Throw yourself on it. You have the best teachers in the world right there. Three different disciplines that's putting all together is going to be amazing. Amazing location. So that's all it's about.
Come it's and, an incredible spot. Know, have fun. I can't wait, Miguel, to show you this place because I know you know you're in Bali now and I know you know Bali. But when you see where we're going to be, I guarantee you, man, you're going to look at me with a big smile on your face. And it's unbelievable. It's an incredible, it's called Floating Leaf and it is an amazing
Floating Leaf.
Yeah. And it's just, you know,
Bali's always going to surprise you.
Yeah. Always. You know, I got to tell you, I'm so appreciative that you took the time while you're there. I know you're busy with students and, you know, it's amazing. Thank you, my friend, for taking some time to talk. Hopefully everything worked out great with this crazy recording system. So, and we'll be all good. I'm going to put this up as soon as I can. And I also have a really fun video of you and I training together in Hong Kong. So I'll put that one up where you you helped correct my line and then knocked me over.
Teacher come later. Yeah. Student come first.
Yeah, always. Always a student, sometimes a teacher, right?
Of course.
All right, my man. So thank you so much, brother. And I can't wait to see you again soon. I think I will be back in Hong Kong teaching again before even the Bali trip. I think I'm coming back again soon.
Please come, buddy. All right. Please come. I will be there waiting for you.
Cool. All right, man. Thank you so much. You. Have a great time.
Thank you, Sean. See you soon.
Okay.
Will do. Thank you.